It's the holiday season, a time for counting your blessings with family and friends while munching cookies and sipping a glass of eggnog. Unless you're like me and you hate eggnog, that overly sweet, thick, vile goop you buy in a carton at the 7-Eleven. I mean, just look at the ingredients.
Milk, sugar, cream, high fructose
corn syrup.
And gosh darn it, we love to have that. So let's examine that first. A high fructose corn syrup, so you get both. Egg yolks, fat-free milk, natural and artificial flavors, locust bean gum.
That's Alton Brown, the Food Network's mad genius of the kitchen and host of the Science of Food TV show, Good Eats. If anyone can explain what's wrong with eggnog, it's him. So we traveled to Alton Brown's studio and test kitchen in Atlanta and cajoled him into a taste test of the store-bought stuff.
It's really disgusting. It tastes like bubble gum. Like thick. The mouthfeel is just.
Yeah.
It sticks to your teeth.
Do you want a little water to?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Okay, I think I'm clear now. We're gonna throw these cups away because I don't think they can ever come clean again. Okay,
now
you're gonna have some of ours. You know, nog.
Yes, tell
the
me
word,
why.
Well, the word is originally a very old word for certain kinds of ale in England. So that's why you would drink it in mugs, because it does come out of more of a beer tradition.
Noggin.
Although nog was the name for an ale, the recipe has a lot more to do with something called posset, which was a hot drink served in England. It was popular up through, I guess, Victorians, Edwardians, that was a cooked custard that was highly infused, usually with fortified wine, like Madeira.
Huh.
Now, drink through the foam to the custard underneath. Big sip.
That's good.
We went light on the bourbon for you.
Thank you.
Ordinarily, I would double this. But.
What is eggnog? Can we just start with that? What is it?
Eggnog? Well, let's look at the ingredients. And it is, it's amazingly simple. What we've got here is nothing more than egg yolks, sugar. Well, my recipe, which is 4 egg yolks, 1/3 of a cup of sugar, a pint of milk, and a cup of heavy cream is the engine room, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
the textural engine room. Can I make some?
Yeah. Okay, it doesn't actually, your eggnog doesn't stick to your mouth really at all.
Well, I think it might be that absence of carrageenan or guar gum that might have something to do with that. The fact that ours is actually made with food, and you know, which is a pretty big deal. I'm going to make a double batch because we're going to split it and do something with it. So when you look at eggnog recipes, the biggest mistake is that people will beat the eggs and the sugar together. This is a textural error, because what you really want to do is to make an emulsion out of the egg yolks first.
You're using
a mixer. So I'm going to use a stand mixer for this. I could do this with a whisk. I could. But you see, an egg yolk is made up of you know, fat, protein, water. There's a lot in there. It's like salad dressing waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Before you add sugar, sugar's hygroscopic, and it likes to pull water away.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just dump sugar in here before you've really emulsified the egg yolks, you're going to end up with lumps, and the texture's not going to be smooth. And that is, if nothing else, smooth. So we're beating the eggs first until they lighten in color, which is a good symbol or is good evidence of the fact that an emulsion has been created out of the egg yolk.
But this is,
and
what
it's also taken
the
into
eggs
a little air.
Is, right?
Yes.
Okay.
This is lightening the eggs. Stop me if I'm making an error.
Here's what somebody told me, and that is that originally eggnog was a way to preserve eggs and cream at a time when they were hard to preserve, because you'd sort of cook them with the whiskey.
I've read that. I think that instead of... The way I interpret that is, this is not a way of preserving them. It's a way of doing something fun with them before they rot, you know? So
right.
It's not like, all right, Ma, it's time to put up some eggs. We got to make some eggnog. No, I think it's more like, gosh, we've got, you know,
it's
we've got this
canning.
Stuff.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's not canning. When you look at where eggnog historically came from, or like where our eggnog really started, which was like places like London, as a celebratory beverage, because you've got to look at the tradition of when it is consumed. People in places like, you know, London, Newcastle, Liverpool, they didn't get much milk. Milk was something you got out on farms. You know, there wasn't any refrigeration. So getting these ingredients is not always easy. I'm going to turn this down and just wipe this off.
Okay, you're scraping around the bowl.
You can still listen. That means you with the microphone. Stick it in there. You hear that scraping? And we're not there yet. I want that sugar to pretty much go away and work itself into the eggs. We're close to ribbon stage, though. You see how that falls in a ribbon?
Oh, yeah.
It looks like a pile of spaghetti falling on
or itself. Shampoo falling down
into
your hand.
It's like the old Breck shampoo.
Uh-huh.
Ads, isn't it? It's just like... Come on, toss your hair. Good. We'll give us just a couple more turns before we do anything.
What are we doing here? We're Wait, just remind me
again. We're basically creaming the egg yolks and the sugar together.
Because
and it looks like whipped butter.
It does look like butter, actually.
I think that's probably enough right there.
So I've got we've got a 2-to-1 ratio of milk and cream here. And the only reason we're using 2 is we're making up for the fact that in the very old days milk was a lot fattier. And of course these days they separate out.
Oh.
You know, I've got twice as much milk as cream, and I'm going to add the cream first because it will combine with the yolk a little easier, and then the milk. You know, when you look at eggnog in America, what's so unique about it is that this is a beverage that was made almost strictly with fortified wines in Europe. When it came to America, the first thing that they made it with was rum, because for a very long time, rum was the drink of America, rum and beer and ales. Bourbon, of course, didn't come along until much later, actually, in the tradition of making bourbon whiskey.
You're adding 6 ounces of bourbon.
And now probably the most important part. You know, so Tammy over here was grating whole nutmeg. This is, a lot of folks haven't even seen what a real nutmeg looks like. And it's really silly because when you buy ground nutmeg, it goes bad in the tin in about 6 months.
Uh-huh.
This lasts like 75 years.
Looks like a very small, unshelled walnut.
It does indeed, and it is a nut.
Wow, it does smell good. Well, it smells like nutmeg. Real nutmeg.
It's real nutmeg. And my thing is, you know, if you're going to use a spice, make it as absolute fresh as you can get it. And
how much
did you put
in there to that mix?
That was about 2 teaspoons total? 1 teaspoon.
Now, if you were using the regular store-bought kind, how much would you put in?
I wouldn't, because I wouldn't bother making eggnog with
store-bought pre-ground nutmeg. But you're Alton Brown.
I'm serious. It's not because I'm Alton Brown. Look, this isn't a store. Okay, you can get this. Okay, you can't buy it at a gas station. Well, probably some in Sonoma you could, or, you know, someplace like that. There may be gas stations in Manhattan that sell it. But, you know, you can buy these easily enough in any good, decent market. And, you know, you grate it. And you can grate it with anything. So I don't think there's anything special about this. This is simply saying, look, this is an important element. You know, for somebody to say, well, I'm going to go buy a $50 bottle of bourbon, mm-hmm. and I'm going to make eggnog, and then I'm going to use 3-year-old ground nutmeg out of a tin, that's kind of defeating the entire purpose. So at this point, what's interesting about this is that, I'm going to split this in half.
Okay, you took off
the beater. I have removed the beater. Now, at this point, we're still not eggnog yet. Okay?
What are we?
We're
eggs, sugar.
I'll show you. I'll show you what we are. Here. Here. Let me have that big pot. Okay, I am putting a big pot on the floor. And I am pouring half of the eggnog into that. I'm going to the freezer. I'm removing a Dewar of liquid nitrogen.
What's a Dewar?
This is a Dewar.
It's a
really fancy thermos.
A thing that holds liquid nitrogen.
Full of something that's 283 degrees below zero. Oh God, it's open! Everybody run! That's okay.
Okay, you have...
this is for... You're doing the work.
Oh.
Here, put these on.
Okay. All right. These are...
She has very large red fireproof mitts on, and I'm giving her a large wooden spoon. We're standing next to a very large pot of eggnog. I'm lifting the liquid nitrogen Dewar.
What do I do? Tell me what to do.
Stir. Go. And don't stop for anything.
Oh, my God. You're pouring nitrogen into a pot of almost eggnog. I'm stirring.
Okay. For you radio folks at home, there's a huge cloud of eerie
It looks like Halloween
fog,
in here.
That has covered the floor. It's spreading out in every direction. There's fierce bubbling going on inside the pot. Is it stiffening up yet?
It feels a little bit stiffer. It feels a little
right.
harder to stir.
We'll hit
stir.
It with another quart of liquid nitrogen. There you go.
Why are we pouring liquid nitrogen into eggnog?
Because it's fun. Are your legs getting cold? That's because it's like the Arctic.
Except it is definitely, I can hardly stir it.
Now. Okay, let me have it now.
Okay. There. Oh my gosh. It looks like a...
Soft serve ice cream.
Mmm. It's so creamy too. How did that happen?
It's got real food in it.
Tell me what happened here. What happened here? Well,
it got real cold.
But how come we didn't need salt and ice and...
It's 280 below zero.
Well, then I don't understand ice cream.
I mean, you know, we just did what, you know, an hour and a half of churning with ice and salt would have done in, you know, 45 seconds.
Okay.
So anyway, let's get back to our eggnog.
Why isn't this eggnog yet?
Well, because eggnog, real eggnog. Now, see, that eggnog.
The ice cream.
What we just froze, mm-hmm. before we froze it, was a lot like the stuff in these store-bought containers, only good. But real eggnog is absolutely going to require essentially a raw meringue, egg whites. I have here 8 of them. And a couple of tablespoons of sugar.
You're putting them back in the stand mixer.
Back in the stand mixer. And I'm going to treat this like a souffle, which, you know, in a way, the texture that we're looking for from a final glass of eggnog or a mug of eggnog is a lot like a souffle.
It's, silky.
It's thick and creamy and silky at the bottom, becoming progressively airy as it goes up to the top. So I'm gonna whip up these egg whites. It won't take very long. Then, if we were going to really be traditional about this,
yes.
Go ahead.
You would scoop it.
Drink.
What am I doing?
You're drinking.
I'm drinking out of
I'm
the.
I'm holding a cup. Drink out of the cup.
Okay.
That's the way it was originally done. There was one cup, and everybody kind of dipped into it.
Mm. I like the texture.
See, it's a texture thing.
Check out npr.org for eggnog recipes and more of Alton Brown's Whiz Bang Kitchen. This story was produced by the Wonder Twins, Jesse Baker and Josh Rogerson. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook.